Thank you again for being with us here today at the CGMF Prayer Line. It's a privilege to be able to minister to you today, the Word of God. I hope you had a great time in the house of God on Sunday for those who fellowshipped on Sunday. And I know ourselves here at CGMF and at St. Martin of Tours, where I was at earlier in the morning on Sunday, we had a great time in God. Vicar Kim talked about St. Martin of Tours in discussing the Veterans Day coming up on the 11th. And who St. Martin of Tours was, and this really unique and very special man and saint of God. And then I talked about things concerning the altar of God and God's rebuilding of the altar and the glory that's going to be seen afresh, as we've been talking about the book of Ezekiel and teaching from it the last few weeks. Today in our time here on the prayer line, I want to talk about keep saying it. Now we're on the last aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus that we've been discussing since the beginning of the year. This one is on the fact that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. And we definitely have made a point about how powerful and how great the blood of Jesus is and what it means to us. But sometimes we forget God's word, and we need to be put in remembrance of it, and we also need to speak it and take claim of it, understanding that we have an advocate with the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that we're just not out there willy-nilly trying to serve God or abstractly serving God in some nebulous kind of faith. But it's specific, it has a covenantal relationship, bound by His word, and that word we can put to remembrance and remind God and the enemy, Satan, of what the word truly is. When Jesus confronted the enemy in the wilderness, Satan, He reminded him of the word, even though Satan tried to twist and use some other things in the word that were in the word, but yet maybe doing some things with the nuances of it. Jesus declared the word as it was and as it is true. And the Bible tells us that we overcome by His blood and by a word of our testimony. And taking His word and being put in remembrance of it and speaking it out gives us strength and gives forth authority. 1 Chronicles 16:15 says, "Remember His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations." Psalms 105:8. He remembers His covenant forever, the word which He commanded for 1,000 generations. We need to be put in remembrance of His word, and we need to speak and consider the word. And the more we speak it, the more we'll remember it and remember what Christ has done for us. We need to make personal declarations, statements of faith, considering what God has done, and to remind ourselves and build up our spirit man, to recognize what God has done and put the devil on notice that we are the children of God. Satan has no place in us, around us, about us, because of the power of the Lord, and there's no unsettled claims because of the blood of Jesus. The first time we make this declaration, or you might, Satan will laugh at us. We need to keep saying it. Satan is the tempter, but he is very methodical and wastes no time. He will tempt you as long as he gets any response from you. When there is no more response, he won't bother to tempt you, because you're just not going to go there. So we can be tempted in the area, let's say, of resentment. We must keep saying, "It was crucified. It has no power in me. It has no place in me." The devil says, "That isn't really true. That's just brother so-and-so or the word of some preacher you heard." But we keep saying it out of our hearts because we know what the word says and that that spirit isn't a part of us. And after a while, it becomes so real that the devil doesn't waste his time trying to tempt us with that resentment any longer. One of the things we have to do is build the walls of our character. The Bible says that the person who has no control over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs 25:28. In our culture today, many people are growing up like broken down walls because of bad homes, drugs, or evil influences. Anybody who has been deep in drugs is definitely a city without protective walls. We build the walls by strengthening our wills and asserting our rights bought by the cross through the blood of Jesus. We may think of this process as a terrible experience, but we don't realize how much good it is to go before the altar of God and allow the Lord to minister introspectively, being set free and walking in confidence in the Lord and the fruit of the Spirit abiding within us and sharing forth God's love to this world. We can have strong character. We can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might, and we can remind ourselves and speak the word. Gifts are temporary, but this life only, you know, that we have, needs to have the character of Christ permanently embossed within our hearts. It goes on to eternity, our spirit, our soul. God is infinitely more interested in your character than your gifts or even what you do, because He has already gifted us so greatly and so powerfully. In this world, what we can give is temporary. But as we yield to God, He can make things so blessed and eternal, investments in the future. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I intend to strengthen my will and assert my rights brought to me and bought by the cross through the blood of Jesus, declaring over and over again that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Amen. My friends, give Satan no room. Remember His word. Speak His word. Sing the songs of God. Let God arise in your spirit today. And let the blood of Jesus show forth its power that Satan can't even touch you. And that your character is growing in the power of the Lord as you assert your will in Christ and honor the covenant God has given you through faith in His name. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please get a hold of us if you will. Email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com. Or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's a contact page there that you can send out a note to us, and we'd be glad to get back to you. We love you here at Covenant Grace Ministry, and we appreciate you calling into the prayer line today. God bless you, and have a great day in Jesus.